story about this. Tell us about this lady.
When I was a kid in Los Angeles, especially like the Venice Beach area and stuff like that, you had a ton of homeless people. And so we had names for all of them. But one of them that was funny, we called this lady Sucking Wind because she'd go up to all the windows, like the storefront windows, and she'd look at her reflection all dead face, and then she'd just go, just fucking suck in like that. Dude, it still kills me to this day. I know it's probably not funny, but to me, to see her just, and then she'd move on to the next one super slow, move on to the next one, and then just, it was hilarious. So that was Sucking Wind. We had one called the Wizard. He wore this sleeping bag. So unzip. Some sleeping bags don't unzip all the way. They unzip and then they still have like a cone at the end, and he would wear it like just in that part. But so it looked like it came to a point. And so he was the Wizard. Oh, dude. So many fucking homeless. He should have been the Dungeon Master. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Wow.
Good times.
Good times. Just out on that in my youth, I guess. You know, we didn't have
a lot of homeless people. We
didn't have that many homeless here. No. Because, I mean, you know,
I think we could do an hour on just stories.
Dude, it's a whole show, man. I've got a lot of shit like.
In Alabama, you can buy a house with wheels and live in it, so nobody's homeless.
So that dude, the Wizard dude, had this weird accent, and he would come up to you and he'd be like, "Hello." Seriously, and like, "Do you have a penny for me?" That's what he'd ask. Do you have a penny for me? No, dude, I don't have a penny.
No, that would be worth carrying a roll of pennies around just to entertain.
No, Wait, dude. Then it's like, oh, dude, like in his. I don't know what this. I don't know if this dude crawled, like had to scratch himself out of a grave, but his fingernails look like somebody took gravel and just glued them in there. Oh, dude, this poor dude, man. I should have given him pennies, bro. I'm so terrible. I should have fucking gave him pennies.
Maybe he wanted the pennies to clean out his fingernails.
Dude, like
that's all he wanted to do.
That's I have nightmares about.
We should do a new segment every week to just files.
Hey, speaking of nightmares, what's up, party people? Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 79, the Realm of Collectors video podcast. Joining me tonight is the Jackal Squad. Going across the bottom of my Google Hangout screen, coming up first is the man who watches Ace Break Toys on a bi-weekly basis.
It's
the Brinkalizer.
That's Brian lovely. Bird. It's a fun time. What's up, everyone?
But he's only ever broken two, according to him.
Live in the air.
Only two.
Only
speaking
two.
Speaking of only two, he's only posted two pictures on Instagram in the past 6 months.
But they were both this week.
Photographer extraordinaire.
Got him.
Jaruz.
Yeah, Jaruz, what's up, man? What's going on?
Fed right into that one, didn't
I? I was like, you posted two photos?
Yeah, this week.
In 6 months.
But they were this week.
What was the other one? The other one was like a toy photo?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Don't worry. You'll see it later.
I guess I'll see it later. You fucking stole my joke.
There you go. Speaking of stolen jokes, where'd you get that white t-shirt there?
You know, I rock the white tee occasionally from time to time.
Did you buy it at a gas station, and is it a 4XL?
How come it's not a V-neck?
I don't really like the V-neck.
Lots of questions.
No, it's just a regular white T-shirt. I don't know. I didn't feel like changing today. I was like,
he thinks because he's working out now, he can wear the white tee.
That's right.
Was it?
Well, Hanes? I only wear the white tee. It is a Hanes. I only wear the white tee if I'm wearing a jacket. So I was wearing the one time of the year I got to wear a jacket today in Florida. I was like, oh, it's white T-shirt day. And then I just haven't changed it.
Was it a crisp 63 degrees?
It was 68 today, but it was windy as shit.
Oh, so you actually wore a windbreaker for the purpose of breaking the wind.
Technically, if you saw me at TFCon, you saw the jacket I was wearing. It was the dark gray one.
Dude, it was windy there?
Yeah, with like crazy.
It was windy up here, too.
Look at that. Man, I wonder if it's the same wind.
maybe just you should have broken wind in the wind and see if Brian Brink could smell it.
Just throw something out your window. Hopefully it'll come past the house.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've dragged this out way too long.
Yes, we did.
The king of Florida himself, Jay Patron, just won.
Yo, I thought you were going to – did you not introduce me?
No. We just started rambling.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
Up next is the 1997, 2000, 2002, and 2005 – Hoboken, New Jersey chicken wing eating champion Dust Mites is in the house.
Hoboken.
Nobody can disprove what I just said. Hashtag wing life, baby. Wing life.
That's right. You eat more chicken wings than any person, I think, healthily should.
You see why I'm not in the ROC Fit Challenge?
Dusty want wingy.
I don't know how you do it.
Unhealthy.
I refuse to eat chicken wings in public.
I mean, honestly, man, if you break down what you're eating on a chicken wing, it's probably about a cutlet and a half. So I'm over.
I got called a bitch one time by the girl working at Buffalo Wild Wings because I ordered boneless.
Yeah. If somebody orders boneless at the table, they're riding bitch the whole night.
Hey,
did you eat them with a knife and fork too, Chris?
I did.
No.
Yeah.
We definitely have to take away your title of sauce boss, man.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
We're revoking the title.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to Enter the Realm.
All right, up next, the man who hosts the most informative toy podcast on the internet. VictorSaver77, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Dude, no joke. So I was watching Plastic Fanatics this Saturday, and then you were like, all right, that's the end of the show. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to hop in this. So I got all ready. And then you guys talk for a little bit, and they're like, all right, blast in the past. I'm like, fuck it, I'm out. I'll never get it in time. I watched that for a little bit. It was cool.
Cool. Thank you.
And my name's Chris. I'll be taking you on this fantastic journey of nonsense this evening. That was so much fun the first time. Let's do it one more with a little bit of Southern charm. Brian Brink, what'd you get?
I didn't get anything.
Oh,
really?
Wait, where's my sound effect?
I did get something.
You just said you didn't get anything.
Yeah, though. Not plastic related though. But on the way home from work today, I got caught in a pick at a light.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you went through a red.
That is a Seinfeld reference.
Yes, I didn't pick.
It's winter. It's dry. I was cleaning house, and this person in a car next to me, in the lane next to me, man, they were laughing it up, having a grand old time.
Were you up there up to the fucking elbow?
Were you on the second knuckle?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He was picking his nose at a light, and he got caught.
Jesus
Christ.
Got him. But I just don't – listen, I'm not familiar with today's terms, okay?
Or yes.
Stop being so extra.
He was all by himself, too. He was just laughing at me with himself, just pointing and laughing, laughing and pointing.
He wasn't taking a picture?
No, I hope not.
You could add lens flare to it.
Got him. Next J. Rue's fucking spotlight pick.
All right. J. Rue's, what'd you get?
I got a few things. I guess I could say I got Fans Toy Sovereign on Tuesday. We talked about it in the Hangout, but we didn't talk about it on the show.
Yep.
Got a couple Marvel Legends figures, Scourge, Cap Wolf, Hobgoblin, and another Nick Fury to do some adjustments with. And lastly, got my Tarn.
Nice. Did you get that elbow fixed?
Yeah, I had to just slam it in there hard and it stopped sliding out.
That's great.
That's
next week's title. For the episode.
Slam it in there hard.
Slam it in there hard.
For those who don't know what I'm talking about, the mushroom peg on the bicep swivel was really tight and kept sliding the arm off. I had to just force it all the way in, and now it's fine.
First impressions?
Really fucking simple transformation. Did it without fucking instructions.
That's why I broke.
No, it's a really simple figure. Articulation is mostly okay. It has ankle tilts, but no ankle swivels or rockers or anything. So, I mean, it has most of the articulation you want. Good figure. Good looking figure. It looks fantastic.
Is it worth the anticipation and the time that everybody waited for this and the build up?
For what it is, yeah. Yeah, I think
that's a no, people.
It looks good. I think it looks good enough for the. I mean, it's annoying to have to wait for anything, but
is it good enough to take a picture of?
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
Now is this character still going in the comic right now?
No, he's dead. I won't lose spoilers.
Oh, of course. Shout out to dropping a figure on time.
And so, he's not the face that's underneath the mask.
Do you have the other DJD guys?
Yeah, I got them.
Yeah.
That was a way for Hasbro to cock block him on MMC, man.
Probably.
They saw everybody waiting for this figure. Yeah, we're going to fuck these guys.
Now, you know what? In the comic, you know, James Roberts always does that. He throws everybody a bone, but it's the wrong bone. You know what I mean?
That's what she said.
It's my life story.
So, no, he's pretty good.
Are they going to remold that into anything?
I doubt they can.
Is the transformation anything like that Spark Toys Prime? Did you have that figure?
I did not have the Spark Toys Prime.
So basically, it lays down and you put his elbows behind him and that's it.
I could probably transform him for you guys right here in 2 minutes.
Let's do it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
His legs fold over. Live on Mondays.
We have a show for that. We don't need it tonight.
His legs fold over, his arms fold in, the tires fold out, and he's a tank. That's it.
Yeah, Cody and Ace both said it is similar to the Spark Toys. Like, it's about as simple as that. So, all right, cool. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And also, Cody says, Jay Roos says, Tarn doesn't have ankle rockers. He does, silly man.
He has ankle tilts, but no. Oh, no, he has ankle rockers. I'm sorry. He doesn't have an ankle swivel. So, his tilts are pretty useless when you can't turn the fucking foot in a different direction.
Does he have a swivel on his leg? Can you turn out the.
Very top of his thigh.
Wow.
Doesn't Kaon have the same issue too with the feet?
Fantastic.
Kaon's the chair.
Yeah, I think I don't remember. I haven't dug him out. I can dig him out in a little bit.
Nah, I have it. I just don't want
to
touch
it. All I know is I'm trying to swivel my foot right now and it's not happening. So maybe it's correct.
I think it's you. I can swivel my
foot. It turns my whole leg. That knee swivel.
All right, Jisk.
Yo,
what'd you get?
I got the Fansways Galvatron. I got the Bad Cube Lori, and then I got the Toy World Coneheads.
How many of them?
All of them.
Nice.
And they're terrible. I mean, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. They're terrible.
You were just telling us they were great.
No, hold on. I know. They're terrible, but I do like them a lot.
Why are they are they terrible from a design aspect, or are they just quality aspect, or are they aesthetics? What makes it terrible?
I mean, the aesthetic to me is what makes it good. No, I mean, it's like, so if I can only explain this, like if you have the Toy World Devastator and the individual bots, like how simplified they kind of were, and like you could see like where they kind of cut the corners. It's the same thing. They did some cool stuff. Like there's some cool, because the transformation is pretty close to like the Takara, but like it doesn't have a heel spur on any of them. So it's like the old eye gear. Like the old eye gear just had the jet and then the foot. It's like that. It doesn't have anything in the back to stabilize it. The guns are like the side guns are fucking terrible. So it's got these spring-loaded missiles that you can fire like a toy, but like, first of all, who needs that shit? Secondly, how you fire it is like you have to lean it down and then slide it in and then put it back up. So you have to push down on it. Well, every time you go to move the figure's arm, you push down on that thing and it fucking shoots across the room. So it sucks, dude. It sucks.
So it's like 2005, 2007 Hasbro Transformers.
And their feet are just kind of dumpy, but and they're, you know, I don't know. They're good though, because they look like they're tall as shit. They look like some bruisers. That's why I like them. They look like
Goon Squad.
They look like the Goon Squad. If you want cone heads that look like a Goon Squad or a little bit updated, those are the ones. But if you want my honest opinion, you're probably better off going with the BB-7.
Shout out to Team BB-7.
Yeah. Somebody just asked, so Michael in the chat just asked, so the KOs are better, and I'd say, yeah, I think you're better off going with those.
They're not really KOs at this. It's not really KOs. It's
KO. I like them. Don't get me wrong, I like them, but I don't recommend them. I say abort. Abort! That's what I say. Yeah.
Is that your one-word review?
Yeah, abort. My one-word review on those would be abort. Yep.
So. Okie dokie, Dust. It's your turn. What'd you get?
Well, of course, just like everybody else, I got Fans Toys Sovereign last week. This weekend, went to a couple of comic shops. My nephew picked up Marvel Selects Green Goblin with the Peter Parker in tow.
Peter Parker.
Always wanted that. Love it. Got a nice big-ass box from Shapeways this week.
For a little tiny piece.
And this was what...
Why would they not just ship that in an envelope?
I thought it was going to be... I thought for sure my neighbors were going to jack this. This was in front of the door. I can't believe it was still there.
They probably opened it up, saw what was inside, taped it back.
Yeah, so what the fuck is this?
Like, I don't understand why they... Why didn't they just put that in a fucking bubble mailer?
Don't know, man. And it comes with bubble wrap and
How much is shipping? Because the thing was like $1.80.
It was like $1.65 for the piece, and the shipping was like $5. Come on, guys.
They gave you your $5 worth.
Yeah, they definitely did, man. I got a box for repacking and sending something out, but...
It's a gift for Wookie.
That's it.
What did that ship for?
It was like $5.
No, what is it for?
Oh, this is the adapter to put the Inferno face on Perceptor, Fans Toys.
No joke, before you even lifted it up, I couldn't see the white operation piece that you have, from the game Operation, looks like the wishbone. All I saw was the star, and I'm like, what the fuck is that star piece? Like the packaging from the bag? Dude, your neighbors probably picked it up and was like, dude, this guy just bought air. We don't need shit. They're like, what the fuck is in this box?
You know what? It was $5 well spent on shipping. I figured, let me try this thing out. I'll be the guinea pig. I'll probably do kind of like a little video for the ROC YouTube just to show people what it actually does and I don't know. See if you guys want to go forward with it. I got this in the mail today, and I'm going to open up right here. I haven't gotten a chance to open it up. It came from Maryland.
Oh.
Oh.
So pick this up.
It's from Trump.
It's the 2017 Bobby Skullface calendar.
Oh, snap.
He had a limited run on this. If anybody wanted this, he's out. From 2017, but he
can't
wants,
have it.
He can't have it. I got the last one.
I literally, cafe.
I missed the post by an hour and they were gone.
Well, I hit him up and he's like, yeah, I just sold the last one, but let me see. And then he hit me up and he's like, yeah, I'll get you one like next week. So I don't know. Maybe I got like an exclusive reissue. I don't know. But he wants to know if anybody's really interested in these, just hit him up and let him know for next year so he can print up enough for everybody. He wasn't sure how many everybody wanted or how big it would take off. So it seems like a lot more people wanted it than he thought. So, and yeah, that's these haul for this week.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to Cody for being the only person that likes the figures that we hate on the show.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's trying to just go against the grain.
He's defending the Toy World figures. He's defending.
Cody, they're bad, man. Listen.
Defending fucking Tarn's non-ankle fucking tilts, shitty construction.
I like them. Just I don't recommend anybody buy them. You know? I will say this, though. They do come, each figure does come with two of their bases, to make like a side or a wall and a floor. And those things are actually pretty cool. So, I mean, for that price that you see them out there, you're getting
the figure. So sell them without the fucking walls. And
yeah, I know. I would keep the walls for sure.
All right. James, never one to disappoint. What'd you get?
I just got some of the Mega Construct, whatever they're called now, the Turtles, classic Turtles.
I saw a picture of them. You got a lot of them.
Yeah. I don't know what Walmart's doing, but they clearance those out. So
you were troop building, literally.
Yeah, I was troop building the Stone Warriors and some of the Mousers. They were $5 at Walmart, so I bought four of the Stone Warrior sets. I bought one of the Mousers, and then I bought two Baxter Stockmans. Because you can have the human Baxter, or you can have the fly version. So I wanted
nice
representation of both. So.
How big are these, like regular minifigure size?
Yeah, they look like that. So if you can see that.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Cool. Dude.
Okay.
Those are fucking sweet.
They go with the Technodrome and everything, and I was like, yeah, it's nice.
How'd you find those just by themselves?
Which ones? The Mega, the Stone Warriors?
Yeah, like you could just get those. Like they come in a pack, or you had to.
Yeah, they come in a box with like Donatello comes with three of the Stone Warriors. Leo comes with, I think, four of the Mousers.
Do you collect any of the Nickelodeon versions of those?
No.
Do you want them?
No.
For free.
No. I'm going to go the comic book route. I'm going to get the black and white version. I saw the Nickelodeon stuff, but I'm like, I don't know if I want those.
Because I have a bunch that you can have. If
you don't like them anymore?
I don't know. I'm going to...
He said free.
You're saying you're getting rid of your kids' Turtles toys?
No, they're not my kids. They're like those blind bag ones. They're not my kids. Oh. They're like, you know, the Mega Bloks ones, but they're like the Nickelodeon version.
You just bought those last week.
Not last week. But recently. See, you know what I am? You know what I am thinking about selling though too. Just to talk about it, I got you know all those Nintendo SH figure arts.
Oh my god!
I'm already ready to sell them. Wow! Figure arts blowout sale.
He's over it. Yep.
I didn't even set them up. I'm like, yeah, I can't be bothered. I'm selling them.
Really? You didn't even set them up?
No.
He's over it.
Thrill of the chase.
Womp, womp. That's all it was. You bought them, and now you can sell a complete set. Actually, holler at me if you do decide to sell it. I'll probably reverse engineer some of that from you.
I think there was somebody in one of the groups selling another set.
My little brother, believe it or not, is like super into it. He's been buying like the Dragon Ball onesies like crazy, and the Dragon Ball Z ones like crazy. And like, I was like, yo, if I was gonna sell all these, would you be interested? He's like, yeah, dude, let me know. So I was like, all right. I doubt he'll buy them, so he don't got that kind of money. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my God. Cody's talking so much in the chat. Like, I just want to get him on the show just to shut him up.
He'll go, it's quite good. It's good to rock him, mate.
I need tattoos for a job.
How about you, Chris? What'd you get this week?
Oh, hey.
Oh, is that what we were waiting on?
Yeah. So you see him getting angry. He's doing the rock. He's rocking away. Yeah.
I got my fans' toys, Bugs. I got the Kickback Forger for a steal from Jake Bleeker, actually. Hi, Jake.
And you said that was your least favorite one, or you had a lot of trouble with that one?
There's something wonky with the wing. It's supposed to swing down for the transformation, and I didn't spend a ton of time on it. It didn't move as easily as I wanted it to. So,
Chris is afraid to
deuce it.
Yeah,
deuce it.
And I got.
We started something new here tonight, guys. Deuce it. I'm gonna start working on a remix tonight. You guys ready to rhyme?
I'm ready.
Of course, lay down some verses. I got the Hot Toys Suicide Squad Arkham Asylum Joker.
Is that what's in there? Is that what you're letting everyone in the world to see right there?
Oh, that guy there with Batman? Yeah.
Is he not wearing any shoes?
He is not. No, he's not wearing shoes.
Which Joker is that one?
Let me grab it.
I mean, are you saying
Arkham Asylum, you said?
Chris, I knew you were going down that rabbit hole. I didn't think you were going to go that far.
Well, he's down
there.
Well,
it's the first Suicide Squad one they put out. So
He's out there and loving every minute of it.
He has giant fingers and
magnets.
I was about to break it off because I was trying to open the wrong fucking side.
Do you like that Harley Quinn prisoner?
Nah, I'm on the fence about that one.
Oh, Chris, man, you've been working out? Losing a little bit of weight there?
Just a scotch. I'm currently 19th in a weight loss competition. So, yeah, there you go. It's him right there. Oh, it's creepiness.
It looks good, but I just hate that. I hate that version.
I'm all about it, man.
Let me see his feet.
You want to see? There's a big stink online about it because it's like it's boots. You see it? Because you know they've got articulated feet. Normally, you know, their shoes are on a ball joint.
So do you pop off the leg? Like, he comes with obviously street clothes, right?
No, this is all he comes with.
Oh, just that?
Yeah, he's actually doesn't. This one does not have the tattoos and whatnot, which has been somewhat of a complaint.
So you can never put shoes on him,
or take his shirt off, like you like to do.
Well, he's got on what, really?
Crashbox should build a white padded room. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. Crashbox should do a lot of things.
Crashbox should just fold.
They should fold into other endeavors. Kind of invested a lot of money in equipment, so. But yeah, I like it. It actually came with that backdrop piece, the asylum room deal.
Oh, it came with it? That's good.
Yeah, the box on that one's really cool. That is actually a magnet cover for the front of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Cut off, and then it's got, you slip out the bubble, the clamshell that's got the figure in it. It's pretty neat.
And I like how it's like almost perfect for a Detolf.
Yeah, yeah, it was really cool. The Vader came with one, but it was too big for a Detolf. Almost like.
Do they all come with something like that, or just only certain few?
Just certain ones.
It'd be kind of cool if they all came with that. Like the gatefold would just work in your Detolf. That would be fantastic.
Well, it'd be neat if they keep that up for the Suicide Squad.
Did I say fantastic? Wow, that'd be fantastic.
It would be fantastic.
Like, I really give a fuck. That would be fantastic. That would be swell.
Your Vader just looks like he's had the worst day at work. He's like, why fucking Mondays?
That's me. That's KP on a Monday right there. What a day.
Like, dude, just fucked up. He's like, fucking shit.
Where's Padme? You want an action plan for my action plans? Okay. We'll get that to you.
Horror is
important. No, back to the packaging deal. I hope they do that on all the Suicide Squad figures, because I've got a couple more of those on the way as they come out. And that'd be, what if they did something like that with Transformers? I mean, it would hurt my side business. But
sure.
You know, if you had a box that opened up and it had a arc scene in it or whatever, that's.
I suppose.
So.
I mean, what kind of business are you talking about? Maybe you should let some people know what you do.
The prostitution.
Oh.
I travel around the South.
Does that involve like horses and?
In the South, it does.
Okay,
I'm actually trying to move up north so I can get a little bit of the agriculture out of my life.
We got aardvarks in dark alleys.
They're not as big. We got a little bit of news here. I think we're gonna take turns sharing a little bit. Jisk, I believe, is up first. He's first.
All right.
Bat here.
Let me figure out what I'm doing here. I want to do desktop, right? Yeah, that's what I need. I haven't screen shared in a while.
Deuce it. Hi, Jame.
Hey,
where'd Jame go?
What?
You were just on his screen sharing you.
All right. Can everybody see this?
No. Yes.
Nope. I see a pile of pictures.
Yeah. It's all right. I mean, that's where it's going to start. I'm going to start out with this bad cube gears.
What are you doing?
What is happening to my hood?
I'm so confused right now.
With me?
Yeah.
I haven't done this in a while. I told you, don't make me go first. I wasn't ready. I'm not ready.
Still don't think you're ready.
I'm not. Don't highlight me.
You're using one of those Macintosh.
That's right. Here we go. All right. Bad cube. What's this thing called? Grump?
Yes.
Here's some in-hand images. I realize we don't have any in-hand images of the other ones. Well,
they should have called some bad insane. Cube dust.
That would have been first. So here's the front side view. There's the back. It actually cleans up pretty good, except for the legs.
No, it looks great.
The feet kind of look a little weird, but
I think his thighs are way too small.
You do? Yep. Even from that
thin, yeah, they're kind of thin.
I don't think he looks that bad.
He has that bicep, that small bicep issue too.
It makes him look taller than he actually is.
Short ass arms. Look at his short ass arms. Arms supposed to go.
Stop! I want this guy. Stop!
You can't. If your hands are extended, but make a fist, dude. If you make a fist, your hands are just gonna go to your hips.
Nobody else is fucking making one. So.
Are you serious right now? Really?
I mean, look at I'm
standing up right now.
No, you're right. I'm bad. I mean, I'm
everybody
wrong.
Stand
I'm
up bad. And see what's up.
You
just had a fuck it all up, Evan. Fuck you, Jerry.
And his arms are bent, dude. If they were straight,
yeah, they're bent. More. And I'm sure those shoulders come down a little bit.
That's what I meant. I mean, if you had a pose like that with your fists clenched, you know, they would just go to your hips, dude.
No.
Hey, Russ the Must said his arms are fine. Fuck J. Rue. I agree. Finally, Russ, I agree with something.
I'm trying to look and see if there's any stress marks on this thing.
I will fucking dig up every anatomy picture ever.
Of robots just... in disguise?
Do you guys hate like that the only paint on it is in the chest and it's just that silver, that's it?
I do.
It's a $60 fucking figure.
Well, the thighs should be painted too, right? Because I'm sure they didn't make silver plastic, right?
I just feel like... yeah, I guess they're painted, but that doesn't count to me. Yeah, because I just think the Ripper labels, like on a figure that's just all plastic like this, are going to look terrible. But here's the alt mode. You got some black paint on the front too.
All right.
Which I don't know if that makes sense.
There's the back of it. Little weapon storage down here at the bottom.
Looks cool.
Is that a Ford logo?
Pull up to my bumper, baby.
You got the zoom in. Zoom in.
I mean, it's already blurry. It's only going to get blurrier.
Oh, it's going to get blurrier.
Yeah, that's...
He is generically based on a...
Don't zoom in.
A Bronco. But...
Look at this. You could see this right here.
Is it a Bronco?
Popped out right here.
I don't know. No, it's not.
It looks like it's an old school pickup with a cap.
I'm not sure what it's...
Where's Ace for this? Ace.
So James.
Ace in the chat. Or James, what is this? What's the vehicle mode for this? Oh,
I'm not that equipped with that info.
Damn it!
Sorry.
There's the bottom of it. So the bottom, it cleans up nice. That's the way it works.
Guys,
yeah, nobody else is fucking with
it. I'm going to buy it.
I'm in.
But I'm not going to be happy with it. Look at those cheap-ass wheels.
It's not a larger figure. It's small.
With Brawny, it was better. Like, I wish they would have put the blue, like, put this little metallic into the blue like they did to the gun. That's all they would have needed to do.
Yeah, man. Could have made him look nice, like MPB.
Nick Brammer said it's a Ford Tempo.
I didn't get the head swivel. It's because everybody knows what that's all about.
Matt, it's not a retool, Brawny. Shut the fuck up.
I don't know, dude. I will say this about Matt. Matt is right that the legs do fold up into the back, and the trunk, this area right here, does look like Brawny.
It's smaller.
This does. This kind of does, too. I know that it's smaller, but it doesn't mean it can't be a retool.
Dust knows that Matt cannot be right on this.
No, never.
Well, at least the legs, the hip, the crotch doesn't transform like Brawny. I think it's crazy.
Yeah.
Remember, I didn't tab in and shit.
It may. I'm just kidding. It doesn't. All right, I'm flipping kind of fast. So let me
I can't wait for this.
I mean, he looks good on the shelf.
Well, it's the best.
Nobody else is fucking with him, so.
Yeah, say it.
It's the best gears you're going to get.
Let's talk about distribution problems, though.
Yeah, so rumor around the water cooler is that only half of their order went out, and I'm assuming it's to the big e-tailers majority, and then everybody else has to wait until after Chinese New Year. So that's kind of a bummer for some people.
Oh, there's some smaller guys that are getting it, but
look at this one here. Painful.
So the price is going to start going up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's going to want it now. So.
Oh, and FYI, since it's Bad Cube, if you don't want to transform it, it comes in bot mode.
Yes, it does come in bot mode. I'm very happy to see that.
Did you just do a back handspring test?
Oh. Yes.
All right. You guys ready for the next thing?
No, what? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I don't know how to get rid of that.
It kind of looks like that thing. Here. It kind of looks like a Ford logo or a Range Rover logo. Is it a Range Rover?
No, it's probably a Ford.
It's a Ford, but it's a base off it. It's a Penny Racer, so I couldn't find any information on it.
Oh.
Well, okay. If James can't find it, it's not to be.
Let's take bets. Do you think the windshield wipers work? I say yes.
They're backwards.
The windshield wipers?
Yeah.
Well, they're not. They're all right.
The other one? Look at the passenger side one.
Yeah, it goes this way.
And then the driver's side? It
goes this way. You never seen that?
No. Oh. Is that right?
I've seen it before on old cars. And I've seen one that's just one long one before. They're all shapes and sizes, J. Ruse.
That's weird.
Just like people.
That's weird. Jay,
don't assume people's wiper identity.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at the paint flaw. Look at the front vent.
Here we go.
Right there. Yep.
Oh, did you see the one over here? Watch. Where is it? I zoomed in on it before. Right here.
Where?
Right by the logo.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yep.
No, this thing's a mess. No, just kidding. I'm going to go back now and see if there's any more.
Is it Toy World Conehead mess?
The paint on the Toy World coat on the Coneheads is nice. It's not. You know what it is? Just for bad. This thing looks like an X-Transbots figure. That's what's so weird about it for me. Coming from Bad Cube, like, what's this? Up? Oh, they dug that too deep.
It seems like this might have been an older design that they're just getting to now. You know?
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, it did take them forever to put this out.
Yeah. I'm looking on TF Wiki. His nicknames are Ox and Sour Ball. Sour Ball. Shout out to Sour Ball. That's going to be my Sour Ball.
All right.
I wish we had lower third technology because Sour Ball would be announced.
Lower third, what's that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then next we have the Transformation, a Motor Master. This thing looks good, man.
If anybody could find out what the vehicle is, just hit us up.
This is the one that was at the con that was all messed up, jacked up, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely transformed.
So now it looks so much better.
So here's I'll look at the if you guys want to see the alt mode a little bit more.
The alt mode looks perfect.
Tiger Track said that Gears alt mode is not based on production vehicle.
Oh, okay. Who said that? Ace
or Tiger Tracks?
Oh, okay.
See, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, this thing looks dope. This thing, I think, is the size of MP10 in the trailer, right?
Yep.
See, that's what's cool, man. Like, dude, to have it that big, that's fucking awesome.
This looks fucking awesome.
I hope.
So that cab is the MP10 size?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
And I hope they did it. I would be cool if they did it where the trailer would fit. I don't know why that's like. I just like when things are, even though you never use it. Universal, see me circling this spot right here. What's up with that? And here's the bot mode. So does it look like half the trailer also transforms with it? Because this isn't the whole trailer.
Yeah, it's got to be like half of it or what's inside of it.
Yeah, it looks like it does a little bit like the fans project.
I thought we saw that it breaks up right almost in the trailer, like halfway in the trailer.
Go back one, just see if there's an even break.
Well, it's got to be right here. Look.
Yeah, there is an even break.
Right there.
That's exactly like the other one.
So that's all the torso, because this is all legs. That's just his legs right here. So that means all this is torso and arms.
Do you think the trailer detaches and they like parts form in two parts as a toy? As the robot, I mean, maybe? Yep.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if it connected at the waist.
Yeah.
Or maybe like somewhere in the back. Because like, see these flaps right here in the back? Like, can you guys see me circling this?
Yes. Yep.
That looks like these flaps right under here. Like where through the trailer hooks to that.
Dude, it's very reminiscent to the fans project.
This does not look masterpiece, but it looks fucking badass.
Like, it's not. You know, then now they have that, like, I think Warbitron, especially if you're assuming this is part of it, it all has that scale now that's like their masterpiece height, but they're just like super detailed chugs.
Yeah. He looks fucking dope. His silhouette looks fucking great.
I'm not gonna lie, like, this shit, like, has me considering getting back in, dude.
Really? Really? That thing.
Wow. Look at all those panels and
it has me tempted. It's gonna be a complex. It's gonna be a complex trend.
The way that this folds up, dude, I wish I could see.
Looks like that soft plastic, too.
I wish I could see, like, the combiner mode. That's really gonna be the biggest. I mean, do you think that this part of the trailer is then gonna be used for the combiner mode, too, as well?
Yeah, it's probably joints.
The boom box looks like it's a DJ.
I'm looking up forearms.
It's like a DJ.
That's a sound system.
I'm trying to see if like a Dreamwave Motor Masters looks similar.
I don't remember.
I think it was IDW.
It doesn't. It's not like the Motor Master. Like, it doesn't give me the feels. I just think it looks cool.
early IDW, right?
Yeah, early IDW.
Right when they switched over.
There's the back of the trailer.
Yeah, I have an image, and he is very similar to that.
He has an image?
Save that image to when you go to do whatever you're sharing, just so we can look at it.
Yeah, just throw that in there. We'll just go back to it.
Okay.
It's very reminiscent to the Fans Project in a way. Very.
I think that Fans Project was based on IDW, too.
Oh, yeah, it was, definitely. This one just looks a little bit more chubbier.
It's got no paint on it at all.
So this is a prior ROC Fit Challenge, and the Fans Project is after the ROC Fit Challenge.
The only thing I don't like is like the abs look very, you know, Bayformer to me is the only thing I don't really.
It's trying to throw that in there, yeah?
But I like the shoulder. I think I like it because of the shoulder cannons. The shoulder cannons to me look fucking cool as shit. And this thing is MP10 size, so it's a big boy.
It's cool, man.
Yeah. All right.
Not for me, but it's cool.
No, I mean the combined mode. If you don't have a picture of the combined mode, right?
I'll look one up. I haven't seen it. Have you? Did you see it?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
They just. I'll add that to my.
All right. And then we have the Toy World Bruticus, which this thing looks great. This is a comparison to the G1 toy. Because everybody, I think everybody's biggest complaint is that Swindle, is backwards.
Yeah, I heard a lot about that.
It does is he kinda, supposed to be? Or?
And the toy is. I don't know if he is like that in the show. I don't remember.
Can you zoom in on there?
Yeah, let me zoom in. Well, let me just go.
Oh, you just had it right there. You had it.
Oh, there it is. I did have it right there. There we go. There's the cartoon.
Yeah, the wheels need to be in the rear, but that's not a deal breaker for me.
No, it's crazy because, like, this to me is one of those instances where when I first initially saw it, I'm like, yeah, man, that feels like it's from the cartoon. Obviously, looking at the cartoon now, it doesn't, but I think they did a good job. It's simple. Yeah. I think that's what I like. It looks like they did the parts forming on the thighs again. Like, these thighs are the exact same as, like, the Toy World Devastator thighs.
The copter blades are a little messy, but
yeah, that kind of looks like shit, but
yeah.
Let me go to the
I dig it, man. It's like they captured the tune, but it looks mature, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Like I think
Warbitron mature, but like
it's
normal.
It's not super stylized. It's kind of running right on the line.
Is anybody else
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Is anybody else disappointed that they went straight to another Decepticon combiner instead of doing one of the other two they teased?
I mean, it would have been nice to have a Superion only because I don't have one at all,
Yeah. Yep.
But I think this was easier to do than that.
Possibly. Well, and I bet you they can use a lot of the stuff they're using for this one to make the Protectobots.
Yeah. Other than that, the blades
looks combiner wars clean, anybody? Man.
It really does look clean.
I hope those blades can come
off. Yeah, I hope there's a way to clean that out, man.
I'll say this too: the Digibash doesn't do this thing any favors. Like, it looks better as the prototype than it does.
Yeah,
but like the feet, yeah, the lower. Honestly, the arms are the worst looking thing on this thing. The arms are the worst. Everything else about it is fucking awesome. It
looks very Hasbro
proportion though. It does look good.
Yeah, the fists look big.
Here's Blast Off in comparison to...
Those are definitely Devastator's hands that they use. I think they reuse those.
That's the eye gear. Isn't that the eye gear thrust?
Is that not the one you just got?
Oh, that's the Toy World one. Yeah, derp.
That would make a lot of...
That is the Toy World one. That's how bad it is that it looks like the eye gear one. that thing is huge, dude. I will say that the alt mode on these jets is the same as the Takara one. Like, the plane sizes are the same. It's just...
Oh, did you guys too see the teaser of the Brawl had working tank treads like Devastator did?
Oh, no. Wow, but that's awesome. Dude, I wish I had a better photo of that. Let me zoom in on this. So, yeah, like this. I think that these arms are going to be a mess, man. Like, the legs are going to work because you have a parts forming piece for the thighs, but I think the arms like are going to have some piece that probably accordions in.
They have to.
To make them all long, and I just think it's going to be...
What if they parts form the elbow? Like, it splits in two?
Like how they did with Devastator? I'm fine with that. Like, if they did like Devastator did the same way, I would be fine if they figured out a way to just fold up the bot and then just had a parts forming forearm in hand.
I think it looks great right there, man. That looks good.
It makes me just wonder how tall like Blast Off and Whirl are going to be, dude.
Like I said, the only turn off is that.
It's a Vortex. Vortex.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. Thank you.
Is the blades on the fucking copter, man. That just looks...
You can probably pose those however you want. If you can put them like that, you can put them back in regular form or probably just take them off.
It just seemed a little bit too long. Like if you were able to fold them in on themselves, like take it down in half on the length.
What's crazy is Onslaught. Like, you don't even see him. He's gonna look. He looks. Onslaught looks puny in comparison. But you can't see with the bulk of the back of the thing.
Yeah, man. This is what I want. It's fucking great.
And it's going to be tall, dude.
Yeah, I'm in. If I do this, I mean, if Fansoys better fucking show us something about their Devastator, because I'm ready to pull. I'm ready to pull the trigger on the tour world, man.
They'll tax return right to. Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say they'll tease this. They'll tease one of these by the end of the week. I guarantee it.
And this this thing looked a little taller than Devi. In comparison photos, like a little bit, like
I didn't get
quarter
that.
Inch or something like that. Yeah,
I don't have that photo.
He shouldn't have been taller.
Does Toy World
week
6 months later?
My bad.
Make a swindle that goes the other way.
I would say so because swindle. Oh,
okay. Yeah, do you think they're gonna make a swindle that's faces forward?
Nah.
Or a piece.
Yeah, but go back to the other.
Engineering is already in this.
It's fine. It's fine. It's just the wheels.
I just think proportionally.
It's just the lower wheels.
I just think. Yeah, I guess you're right there.
Everything's correct. It's just the lower wheels. That's all it is. And I'm okay with that. Is that really going to be a deal breaker for you guys?
No, fuck no.
I'm sure in half of the fucking animation fucking cells, there was no wheels.
I just liked Warbitron. Like the way they did the swindle, like in Brawl together, just looked good with them both facing forwards. So that's really what I'm comparing it to.
Sure.
So obviously that's a Digibash, but I'm wondering if Toy World is actually going to make the feet be the same color as like Brawl and Swindle too.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh,
it'd kind of be a no-brainer.
And you know what? And that's just a generic Sunbow fucking pick you got there. It's not anything from the show. It's not a real animation pick. All that's their basic Sunbow scale pick.
But no, here they did it with them both gray. You know what I mean? Like the toy. I can see them doing that. I can't see.
I can't see them doing it that other way either.
This Digibash is way better on it. If they go the toy colors, it does look better to me this one than this one.
Mm.
But maybe just because they Digibash the thighs and everything a little bit.
Yeah, I like the chest wing having color on the.
Yeah, I definitely like the animation model for the top, and the feet looks good for the bot. For the toy, excuse me. Let's see.
Do you think they'll have a separate add-on kit for the wing piece for the chest later on to make it more animated?
To make it shoot out bigger like that?
I'm just saying if the color is not going to be like what we see in the Digibash there, it's more on the other side, the other one, with more it's toy accurate.
Yeah, definitely. Really. It's definitely more toy accurate.
Oh,
didn't they do that with a barrel for Mixmaster? You got two versions.
Yeah, I could see them doing that if it's a clip-on piece, but it almost looks like it may be a piece that's integrated into the transformation.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I could see them doing that, James. It looks good. I'm ready. That's all I have. I don't have any other photos.
Okay. I think James is going to take over for a bit.
Hold on. Can I share those pics of what we were, talking about?
Can I go next? Yeah, I guess.
Just so that, you know, it's related.
Well, you just want to go ahead. J-Ruz wants attention.
No, I don't. You just want to go ahead and roll into your segment while you're showing stuff?
No, because it's still not news related, so James can go right after me.
I like your style, J-Ruz.
Why is it pick? Okay.
Shout out to you, man. Cheers. Cheers to you, homie.
So that was the only pick I could find of that IDW Motor Master.
That's a really
good one. So it has the rocket launchers, and it has the windows on the thighs and the lower leg, so it's very similar.
Can I say I'm not crazy about that artwork? I don't know who did that.
I'm not either, but I'm guessing this is where it comes from.
I mean, looks pretty close.
I mean, yeah, it's fairly enough, close. You
know
what I mean? Yeah. So I mean, this is the only thing I can find.
I mean, are you guys willing to just wait to see what Toy World comes up with Menasor then?
Oh yeah, I am.
If I get this set, it's going to be after the fact when somebody drops the price out of it.
I don't know, because this looks dope.
Color changes everything. We all know that.
But, dude, they did this. I can see it right here that they parts formed the forearms and the hands.
Yep. I see exactly where you're pointing.
And that waist section is all jacked up.
I like the way they had to prep it up against something.
You know what I just realized too? This is the back of
It totally looks like Intimidator. Excuse me.
The chest, the robot is the same size, and so all it is just reversed. Like, so this is the back of the Motor Master figure. That's what the back looks like.
Yeah, because these are his same thighs. Same
legs. And so that's the back. So the chest of the figure is on the other side. I bet you just rotate it around.
And then you just add all the add-on parts to make him a combiner, it looks like.
And I bet you that's the other trailer pieces. I don't know. I'm on the fence, man.
He doesn't look bad as a combiner.
No. I don't know if it's what I want.
It looks good, but it's not my medicine.
James said that looks like crap.
Looks like crap.
Let him have it, James. Let him have it.
Craig Farsi said looks like poopies.
Yeah, look, it's like the stomach goes in and then we got some lower section and some thighs.
Matt wondered if it would have
it looks good from that angle.
Baver's looking thing, but it's pretty.
It looks great from this angle. Just I don't know, it could be one
What's
of those.
What's up with that? What's up with that? We'll go back to that photo. Go back. one more, I think. Yeah, what's up with that wheel on the disc? Go down. Like between where your trash can is, you gotta clear out that click to the side. Yeah, look at the wheel.
Right there. Every time I move it comes back up. The wheel that's on the ground.
Just broke off that shit. I like Bad Cube Laurie in the back The box that. For it.
That's helping prop it up.
Yep.
All right, James.
What?
No. You're up.
Back to James.
Next up, I believe that's me. Hey, yo, Victory Saber, get on board for the symphony.
Oh, there you go.
All right, you see that? There's a Toy World comparison with their Devi, Veridicus with the Devi. So it is blue.
Yeah, just like a micron taller.
Yeah.
Yeah, like half a head. It's not.
I don't think it should be taller, but that's just.
Well, Ace Milo's only concern is that he hopes he can turn Swindler on.
You're not going to be able to, man.
Nobody gives a fuck about Ace Milo, so keep rolling.
Do you want to talk about these or just skip it?
Sure. Iron Claw finds this very important.
The Hellboy. The Super 7 coming out with their, what is it, like the little Remco, I'm not into this stuff, but.
Yeah, it's their it says reaction, but I thought that was a Funko line, but it says it's Super 7. I don't know. Either way, they're the 3¾ scale carded collectible figures.
And this is still going?
I don't know. Like I said, this is Super 7 according to the package.
Doesn't everybody think that Lobster Johnson should have just been Lobster John? Doesn't Lobster John just sound better?
Johnson's funnier, though, because it's his Johnson.
I got you.
And then the NECA Muhammad Ali versus Superman 2-pack.
Dude, I'd forgotten all about this. They previewed this like Toy Fair, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was Toy Fair.
Yeah, which was almost a year ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys digging that cel-shaded coloring?
No.
Yeah.
This is very, to me, this is very random and is only going to appeal to a certain collector.
Yeah. It's cool. It looks worse on Muhammad Ali just because I think it's, you know, flesh and not like a suit.
Because he's a real person and a real.
Shellformer says it's collab between Funko and Super 7. Funko have the license and Super 7 makes the toys.
All right.
That's for the other thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So has NECA done any other DC figures, or is that like a one-time license?
Yes, they do all sorts of DC.
Okay.
They've done 89 Batman. They've done Batman Begins Batman, and that's all in 6-7-inch scale. They've done the Big Figs.
Yep.
Yeah, they're all over the place with it.
Cool.
Living in America.
This shit looks great.
Yeah, that's good.
Series 2 of the Rocky line from NECA. This is the Rocky for Apollo Creed.
When I first saw some Plastic Fanatics that zip tie in the middle, I thought that was a waist swivel. I was like, what the fuck is that?
You always have to have the jacket on. You can't ever take it off. Although, I wish we had a better look at that head. That head makes him look like, I'm a bit nervous.
I think you probably can't take that jacket off, can you?
No, you probably can, man, because you want to put him in a fighting pose at some point. Maybe not. I think it's a fail if you can't.
I don't know, man. It looks kind of molded.
Yeah, it's going to
be
gross.
Cool, because how would you get it off of his arms, though? That's
yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think you can, because a lot of the WWE Elite figures have this type of molded clothing. You might snap the joint, though, if you're a little too rough with it.
You think maybe, it claps in the back? Like it just comes together like two pieces?
That could be.
From the back to the front?
It kind of pulls the back together?
Yeah. Kind of just
collapse.
Yeah. Or maybe the arms are removable.
So are we getting a... it could be. Are we getting a Dolph Lundgren in this line?
Oh, I hope so.
You have to at this point.
Yeah, I think they're going to go all in on that.
So Studio Dre, you owe us another awesome picture if you get...
Yeah, you remember that pic? That pic is
funny. Oh, man. Yeah.
Is that his dead face?
Almost said something racist. Yeah, never mind.
We already saw these. We saw that. And there's this one if you want to talk about.
Uh-huh. That's it. You know what? I'm shipping. I got them in my pile of loot.
Guys, now today. I fucked up and I bought them.
Make toys down, B, huh?
I'm still holding out strong for now.
No, I couldn't, man. Handy hit me up. He's like, I got it. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. But I'm like, you know the meme with the evil Kermit?
Yep.
The dark black Kermit? I don't need that shit. It doesn't look good enough. You're going to buy Kermit, that bitch. Yeah. Okay. So, hey. Yeah.
Quick side note, I used a little pressure and got my
Oh, you got it?
Got it to transform, yeah. All right. It was just, it was stuck. So I said, hey, if I break it live on the air. Shout out to the foreseeable future.
It's a little 3-1 in there, baby. A little 3-1.
A little WD-40 on that.
Rogan. So Logan comes out March 3rd, and that new trailer dropped. I want, without using any comic knowledge, using just what you've seen in the trailer, I want everybody to guess what the plot of this movie is. Anybody want to go first? Let's say if my mom saw these trailers, what would she think the movie was about?
Childcare.
He had a kid, yeah.
Childcare.
And elder
two guys and a kid.
Elder care and child care.
Father, daughter, it's three generations. Grandfather, father, and daughter.
Alone. I know his Wolvie's going to be changing a lot of diapers.
Yeah.
My two dads?
No, it is. It's they're different than everybody else. Humanity won't let them be. They just want to live peacefully in the woods. Because they're different, they won't leave them alone.
My two dads. Something interesting was said that... This is not in the normal X-Men universe. This isn't in this. What's the guy's name that produced the first several?
There's
movies?
Nothing in the regular.
Bryan Singer.
Yeah, the Singerverse, as it's been dubbed. This doesn't appear in the Singerverse.
Has anything from fucking Wolverine fucking worked? Nothing. Origins didn't work.
Well,
you know,
it's from like First Class into that origin, or is that?
Well, that's all one story. If you think about it.
Yeah.
But they're saying this is a different universe, which is leading some speculation in to could it be a Marvelous universe?
Well, I just think this is what I think. I think with Deadpool, they finally found a formula on how to do this. I think they just figured it out.
Too late.
You know what I mean?
It's his last movie.
They figured it out, and they're applying whatever they learned from that into this.
Well, I think the Nerd Rage guys were talking about one time something to do with dimensions, and that could be a way where they could get to the next person playing Wolverine. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's Tom Hardy or if it's freaking Idris Elba or whoever is going to play Wolverine, that could be their out to explain why somebody.
Did you say Idris Elba?
I certainly did, and I think I said it correctly.
He could do it.
Was that a name? You said it right.
What did you guys think about the trailer?
I thought it was great. I watched it 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the top Wolverine flick we've gotten so far.
That X-23 guy was pretty badass.
Yep.
And I know it's not going to be all fucking old man Logan because they don't have the rights to the other characters, but I think they're taking a little bit from it, and they're going the right direction. It looks really good, man.
You know, I know I mentioned not too terribly long. I finally broke down and reread. I hadn't read that in years, and I read it recently, and... That's just a disturbing story, especially with Hulk kids
It's See, weird.
I don't know if they would even tell that story in cinema if they could.
I wasn't crazy about the way that, you know, I'm cool about how the villains took over the country, but the way some of the things is like that.
I don't think you're gonna get any of that. I think you're gonna get it. That's why I think it's gonna be related. I think you're gonna get. They were able to stop the Sentinel program, so now they're older. All that's left because for whatever reason they is Wolverine and fucking
Professor X.
Yeah, maybe
Professor
you will get it that the villains do take over because that would explain why there's only the Professor. Well,
I thought there was some sort of virus that was taking away their powers. That's what
Wolverine's not healing.
Like there's like sort of like how the techno virus took out the mutants in the comics. Like there was some sort of virus that was destroying, I guess, the genetics.
Did Scarlet Witch do that in the comics too? She wiped out all the mutants except for a certain amount there.
Well, and then in Old Man Logan, you know, he killed every. Who was it that messed with his head? Which one of the villains was it? The villains all teamed up, but they did something to Logan. I don't remember what it was.
Sinister?
Yeah, it was Sinister, and he made him think that he basically killed all the X-Men.
Yeah, he made him think that the villains were attacking him, but it was actually
X-Men. And he killed all the X-Men, yeah.
Yeah, Mysterio had a big play in that.
That's
kind of weird out of nowhere, Mysterio. It's kind of a weird mashup. But, I like the way they were going and the Reavers being in there and...
How Charles is the comedic persona now?
What I wanted to talk about. I feel like that dude's swearing is just out of place for the dude. Like you're a mental giant. I just feel like
you I don't guess I've not even read.
But the dude's broken down, man. The dude's broken down.
I mean, because what's the joke is that I'm too motherfucking old for this.
He's done. He's a Danny Glover. He pulled a Danny Glover.
I didn't even catch that.
I pull the Danny Glover at work all the time. I'm too old for this shit.
You gotta watch that Red Band trailer.
I didn't watch the Red Band. Maybe I just watched.
Yeah, he says he's like 90 or something. He's too old. Yeah, I don't. She doesn't need a nap. Can barely eat. Can do this.
I just don't want it to be like. She's a daughter of him in Wolverine and Deathstrike or some stupid shit like that. I just really hope they go with the whole clone thing and they're trying to reintroduce the Weapon X program. And
she's Marco's kid.
How do you guys feel about her, a little girl, slicing and dicing fucking...
That's dude, fucking great, man. It's fucking dope as hell.
Cutting throats out and shit, you think
then
so?
The Reavers, I guess the scenes that we're seeing is probably going to be early on, and then Reavers hopefully come back with this with their the cybernetics because she cuts the shit out of them. You know what I mean?
I guess it doesn't matter. Is Stryker dead in the Singerverse?
No, he keeps living.
Yes, in the Singer...
Ow.
It was.
Okay. I can't.
The original three, or are you talking the reboot, the first
class? I guess this would have more reference to the original
three. Well, no, because Days of Future Past doesn't...
kind of ties it together, though, right?
Doesn't Mystique go to kill him and they stop him?
Yeah.
And then he gets Logan in that one. But in the original, though, he gets killed at the dam.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember, everything changes, you know?
And then Apocalypse. And Apocalypse, too.
Yeah, and that's time travel, man. That's how you undo everything.
and it goes to say, like, with all the Wolverine movies, everything's kind of like they don't fit together, but everything has its own like spot in a different universe. You know what I mean? It's like it's this worked here, this worked here. Now, where is this going to come from? You know. Thanks for cutting me off.
I didn't cut you off.
I'm used to it.
Oh, he should be.
Why don't you guys fight about it?
See ya.
Okay.
Is Magneto still alive?
Oh, you can't leave. The show ends.
I know.
I don't know if Magneto's still alive. Maybe there's a magic box nearby that could.
Well, in the Wolverine.
Logan, the old man.
Logan.
I mean, Magneto's always been 90 in all of these X-Men anyway.
I know he is.
That motherfucker's right. Old.
He's old as hell.
Someone in the chat is Magneto still alive in Old Man Logan? We'll see an answer in a few minutes. All right. Next.
Power Rangers, what's just called Power Rangers, is put out a pretty decent trailer. I will say it actually got me. It took me from like what the fuck is this, to I might actually go see that. So
tempting, right?
Yep. Yeah, they did a good job of building a story, whereas before it was, I don't know, it's just the teaser trailer did not catch my attention at all.
I didn't watch this second trailer, and I won't. I'll just catch this movie whenever it's on Netflix.
Magneto is alive.
Oh, yeah.
Because they all have different territories.
True. Yeah, in that, but that's in the comic
book. Oh, you're talking the movie?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's what Brian was asking.
I think that's what Brian was asking, was the comic.
I'm curious. I like Magneto. He's cool.
Who else saw this and liked it?
I liked it. I just didn't like, I guess Goldar was one of the giant monsters that they're going to fight. He was like solid gold. Like, that was weird to me.
He wasn't a monkey.
Oh, you want to be a monkey bear man?
Yeah, something noticeable, not just like a solid gold monster, you know? But otherwise, no, they look good.
What if he was a solid gold dancer? Anybody remember that?
We'll be going to that party.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. Bear? It just looks a lot better now to me than it did.
At first, I didn't like anything about this movie. I was like, but then I was thinking to myself, it's like, what do I want? Do I want that kind of kiddish, crappy stuff that we got in the original? You know, like now just put on the screen again.
Now available on Netflix, by the way.
But yeah, this is not, I mean, it's come to a newer audience. It's modernized. I have mixed feelings. I see the toys, and I absolutely cannot stand the toys.
Oh, the toys are you,
James, let me ask you, are you wanting this to be a serious movie, or are you wanting it to be like a fun, like, popcorn movie?
I probably was going to go with the popcorn movie, and I was trying to think to myself, do I really want the old school, or do I want something new that I can kind of, you know, go with? You know, and it brings me back to the Bay movies, the Transformer Bay movies. Dude. Like, man, those got fucked up with Transformers, and now it's Power Rangers, but... I'm leaning more towards popcorn.
I was going to say, for some reason, this has like a Transformers vibe to me. Just looking at this, I haven't seen the second trailer, but just something about this makes me think of a Transformers movie for some reason.
I just pulled up the new Goldar toy. It's so bad.
It is. They're horrible. God.
So do you think we will get a Jason David Frank appearance as the Green Ranger in this movie?
That's what I was wondering, like a cameo at the end.
Or the White Ranger or Purple Ranger.
You hear the dragon flute go off.
Man, I have like zero interest. To me, Power Rangers was like Saved by the Bell with karate or something.
Well,
Morphin Time.
So is that, so when they're making a movie, then Brink, if it's like a serious, not a serious movie, you know, like a mature movie, is that take away from you? Are you like, that's not what you want? You want like a fucking buddy comedy?
My member berries are weak when it comes to Power Rangers. It was. I'm just a little younger than Dust Mites now, so I'm just saying.
I was a senior in high school when this became a thing, and I had a bunch of the Zords and stuff, and I actually went to the theater on opening night. I remember the girl I was dating thought I was batshit crazy, and she probably was right, but we went on opening night and saw the movie in the theater. So I was all about some Power Rangers there for a little bit, but the figures are pretty awesome that they make of this stuff. So I think you'll get some decent figures out of this, Bandai being one of their properties anyways.
And they're going up in value.
Yeah, they were expensive like almost immediately.
The originals,
yeah. Yeah, this show, you know, I'll be honest, I've done some commission work for a guy that is into the Japanese side of this stuff, and it's a lot vaster universe than I actually realized on the surface. Which, you know, all the Japanese stuff becomes something over here in the States over the years of bad dubbing and I don't know what you want to call what they did with that first series, where they reacted all the actual human scenes except for the costumes. And that was all the same footage from Japan. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. Yeah. And the all the girl rangers were men in those suits.
Well, they got to be doing something, right? I mean, 24 seasons worth of this. I mean, this is still going strong.
You know, Gundam. It's like Gundam's still going. Stuff has legs for sure. And there's so many other things like that. I mean, you got like you know, Kamen Rider and stuff like that. That's kind of in that universe as well.
Is this still going the same way as it was when we were kids? Is it all like Japanese produced or
Super Sentai produced? And then it goes to Saban and they
Is it big in Japan though too, or is this just an American thing?
Nope, it's big in Japan too.
Okay.
Just like you're big in Japan.
You know it.
I wish.
I'm big in America too. But
so season 2 of Voltron, Legendary Defender dropped on Netflix. Was that over the weekend?
Yeah, on Friday.
I can't speak to this because I never finished the first season.
I saw the first 2 episodes, and they were both filler. Oh, well, the first one was okay. The second one was a filler episode right away, and I got bored, and I didn't finish watching it.
I got through the whole thing.
You've seen both seasons?
Yep, it's good. I liked it. I don't know. There's certain parts and certain characters that are really annoying, but all in all, I think they really do a good job fleshing out the characters, so you kind of care about them. Well, most of them.
Dude, second episode had the 2 goofy characters in the same episode, and I was like, I can't. You can tolerate it when the 2 goofy when there's a goofy character with some serious characters, but when the 2 goofy characters are the only characters in the episode, it drove me nuts.
It was rough. That was a rough one. I really like the way this Voltron moves, man. The way they just have him fight in space and stuff with his thrusters. It's good shit.
They need a Transformers show like this. Because this looks IDW-ish to me. Like, it looks like it'd be an IDW Transformer. They need an IDW Transformers cartoon on Netflix.
I'd say the production quality on this animation is fantastic, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And I really digged how the paladins, I guess I call them, the drivers, like, connect with their lions. It's really neat. I like it.
Oh, yeah, like on a spiritual level?
Yep.
A spiritual level.
Never saw
it. Is everyone's favorite thing?
Oh, it's the Terminator.
So,
that's all right.
There's a rumor floating around that Pierce Brosnan is going to be appearing in the second Deadpool movie as Cable. I don't dig it.
Do you think he'll get that jacked for the role?
No. I don't know. I don't think whatever's happening to his bicep is human anyway. I don't know what the hell's going on there.
He's half zombie.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. This isn't the look that I would, if it was me casting it.
He's too slim of a dude. Too slender.
Yeah.
It's got to be like, I don't know. It's
got to
be
bitchy that or something.
Yeah, that's somebody's painting or something.
Well, no, not that. But I'm just saying, like, in the movie, just, you know, do some cinematic magic and make them a little beefier.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like a Hobbit type thing?
Like yeah. Like 300? Like spray paint abs on?
How tall is he supposed to? Like, how tall is Cable?
He's like 6'8".
Oh, so he's,
well, yeah, he's 6 feet wide. If it's Liefeld drawing him,
dude, they're better off getting
that's true.
They're better off getting that guy that plays the mountain from Game of Thrones.
Small ass ankles.
Yeah, he gets.
He's not that big. Jesus.
He needs the. He needs his Cable shoulder pads that'll make him 7 feet wide.
So, has he ever been in any like animated? Like, how does he sound? Does he sound British? This character?
No.
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 Not at all. He's the son of Scott Summers and the fucking Madeline Pryor. So,
well, that's where acting comes in, though, bro. Gotta see them chops. Yeah.
I just think they're fucking with us. I think it's just them fucking. He'll be in the movie, but I don't think it's gonna be Cable.
No, they had the pictures on Twitter of him with Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, all excited and stuff. But that was just. It could be for anything.
Who do you think it's going to be? Like, really, if you really, like, who?
Oh, God, I really hope it's a nobody.
What if it's Schwarzenegger?
just to put it to rest. Be a nobody that's going to fit really well.
Schwarzenegger actually physically would fit the role. So would fucking Stallone. Either one of them physically fit.
Man, have you seen Schwarzenegger lately, man?
They'd have to dub his voice.
His face looks like a side of a burnt candle. His shit's just fucking drooping and fucking.
Dude, that's perfect for Cable.
No, it's not. Rough. Come on.
Cable is fucking rough.
What about Ron Perlman?
I don't see it either. I would love it, but I don't see it. He's too old.
His face isn't right.
No. What about Ted Danson?
Ted Danson is too soft.
You're talking about chins. That's just chins. Yeah.
So you're on the chin squad.
Man. What if it's Woody Harrelson?
What about Kurt Russell?
My wife thinks it.
Larry David.
For real though, it could be who's the
Jay Leno?
Yeah, who's the dude from Die Hard? I can't think of his name. Bruce Willis. It could be Bruce Willis, man.
Nah, that wouldn't work either. Short, man. Too small. Yeah,
he could do it. It's gonna be Tom Cruise.
You know, honestly, I think they should go with a nobody. Just make it work. Make it real. You know.
What about the guy that did that was in Avatar that I've never seen?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get why everybody's all up on that.
Because that guy in Avatar looks like fucking.
He looks just like with that scar, and
he's small, but he's Stephen Lang.
Is that it?
I don't know. Yeah. Lang. Yeah, he doesn't really. Come off to me.
But you could CG that though. You could CG a lot of the bulk.
Yeah, but the attitude and just the way the guy was, it just didn't.
Brock Lesnar.
I mean, I'm a very big Cable, a huge Cable fan. So it just didn't.
What if they got the dude that plays Drax?
Batista?
Nah, fuck that.
Well, let me ask John Cena.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got the chin.
I was fixing to bring this up. So obviously, if you're just looking for a body, a physique, yeah, they can go to the WWE and then go to MMA and get somebody. What kind of acting chops does somebody playing Cable need to have, though? I mean, that's important because otherwise you could
hold
go.
On, hold on. Bram said Scott Steiner.
Scott's there. Big Papa Pump. There you go.
Bad. Shout out to you mutant scumbags out there.
I mean, think about this, though. With Star Wars and then how they CG'd Colossus, they could CG the whole character.
Yeah, but they didn't look good.
Well, but to you, they don't look good. And to me, I'm saying to most people, but that doesn't stop them from doing it.
Yeah, I really
got to think that some of it's going to be CG because his bionic arm stuff. I mean, because how he's controlling with his telepathy or his telekinesis and stuff, trying to keep it in check. But
Former said Warwick Davis.
Everybody's just yelling.
I think they'd be better. It would be a better route for them for a nobody.
Ronda Rousey. That's what Agent Ken Matt said.
He's got nothing to do.
Stephen Amell.
He said Ronan Rousey is what Matt said. Let's get it right.
Stephen Amell, there you go. There's the winner. That way he can do the shirtless stuff. Okay, so we get a title for episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
I got a question for you guys because I had a discussion with my brother about this. The Last Jedi. Does that mean Luke dies? Because Jedi, it could be single or plural. It could be they are the last Jedi. Or she's the last Jedi.
He trains her to be the last Jedi.
But what if you... What's the name of the movie before this?
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens, the last Jedi?
It's Force Awakens just for one person. That's it.
There goes my fucking theory.
What was your theory?
During Force Awakens, I thought it was going to be... You're going to find like a whole bunch of Force adept people all over the place. Like
the Jedi was back and strong.
Yeah. Now it's
but it's not. It doesn't matter though. It could be because that could be plural. The last Jedi could be 50 Jedi.
So what's the third movie going to be, Chris?
The first Jedi.
The Force Awakens. The Last Jedi. For now.
The Revenge of the Jedi.
We back in this bitch.
Until tomorrow.
But yeah, that was my point. Is like the Last Jedi could be 100 Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yeah. It's not Jedi's. It's Jedi.
So what about this red text?
A little evil, right?
Yeah. You think the last Jedi is a bad dude?
I mean, it would fit with the story if it's fucking... I mean, just with like the theme that they always do, if it's... What's his face?
I mean, how could they kill off Hamill and Fisher in the same movie?
They're not.
They don't have a choice now. I think
we have one. Man. We can't do the other now. Scratch it.
Nah, they won't kill off. Carrie Fisher won't die off in this.
You think she's just going to fade? They're going to fade her out?
No, I think what they're going to do is they're done filming episode 8, and I think they're just going to rewrite some stuff and stretch that footage for 2 movies.
Ah, okay. Okay.
They can do some magic with chopping words up and spins and turns arounds and who's its, what's its, and you're wearing the wrong clothes. Who gives a shit?
Maybe it's the last jetty, and they're really going to blow up a water like dam.
That might have been one of your worst jokes ever. I'm just going to be honest with you, man. That's pretty bad.
But that's what made it funny.
I don't know. When I saw this title, I was like, what was your reaction to this, guys? Like, were you like, oh, wow, that's cool? Or is it just
I thought it was fake at first.
I did too. I thought it was fake. Yeah, I saw that actual Star Wars posted it on Facebook. So. Mm. It's weird because there's been rumors swirling about the name for a couple of weeks now. It's almost like, I don't know, disappointing.
Yeah.
It's so simple, but
I think it's just so obscure that it's going to just drive people insane until next December.
Why is it obscure?
Because it could, like Jisk said, it could be multiple Jedi. It could be one Jedi.
I think you mean vague, not obscure.
Yeah, it's either one. It could be both.
See what happens when you take
it or obscure.
You lose touch with the reality.
I don't know, man. I just keep on thinking about Rogue One, how good that was, and the way it just tied everything together.
Now we're going back to the circus.
I almost wish they'd stay. You think it's one?
Well, I think it's one. I think Luke is going to train Rey
to be the last Jedi
and to hand over the mantle, and then he's just gonna fade away into obscurity, or he's gonna either get killed or just, you know, it's not my place, because all the stuff that he went through that we saw in Force Awakens, I think it's not his place to do anything. I think he's gonna train Rey. It's your job. You bring balance. You do this, and all the way of the universe is unusual.
Maybe a sacrifice. So. Maybe he'll sacrifice himself.
Good.
Did anybody see that picture of Rey running around with Luke on her back?
Oh, Yoda
can be your backpack while you run.
Hilarious. Gotta go back to Dagobah. It all started.
Oh man, she was funny.
Run. She's just sleeveless, shirt buffed out, crazy, like huge.
Yeah. Do you see the Force ghosts of all the people from episode 1 to now?
Hey, are there any characters that you guys are not looking forward to seeing again in the next movie?
Rey.
I co-sign on that one.
I'm just kidding.
I don't want to see this Kylo dude.
No, I don't want to see
that. Yeah, I'm over him either, man. But you know he's going to be there. I hope he takes it up a notch.
I'm fine. Han. Yeah. Oh,
that, cool. Now you think they're just going to continue right from the last one, or is it going to be a couple of years? Like all the other movies, you know? 5-year span, 7-year span. 2-year span, whatever they do.
Oh man, what if they started up right there at the top of that hill?
It just stops. Continues.
I think that's what they're gonna do.
No, really?
Because wouldn't you want to know what happened?
No, I don't want to know. I don't know what he says. I don't care.
What's the crawl gonna be?
It's like, just let it rock.
Crawl's gonna be like one sentence, and picking up where we left off.
It's gonna pick up where they left off. I think you're gonna be like talked about this a while ago on Nerd Rage, but I think you're going to have like a 2-year time span.
Yeah, it's
so going to happen. She's part of the rebellion or the alliance.
I think that she's just already going to be like deep into her training. She's going to be a lot more
kind of like how Luke was on Dagobah.
Right.
You know, like doing her training. It'd be kind of cool. She's reaching, what's up?
Because otherwise you have to give time for Kylo to also be, to have healed and be dope too. And if you just start it right where it is, that's half the movie that he's going
to
be all
fucked up. Kylo needs to get to that next level and be that, you know. We've seen him as that, like, that spoiled brat. He's all pissed off. He can't control it. We need to see him at that next level.
Luke on a bed with Rey next to him, and he's fading away, and she's like, there's another Scott. And just dies.
Putting a blanket on him and tucking him in.
Wait, they were in the bed together?
There you go.
Under a blanket?
That totally changes everything.
Under a wampa blanket? Or a tauntaun blanket?
One? What's your midichlorian count? We can produce a nice child.
Would you guys be interested in seeing? I'd like to see like some Force ghosts. I could see a Force Yoda ghost. That would be pretty cool.
I'd see that, but not an Anakin. I don't want to see Hayden Christian.
No.
Dude, if you're going to see, that's the thing though. Like, if you're going to see Obi-Wan, because Luke's talking to all of them. You know what I mean?
That'd be awesome.
Or Qui-Gon? He's talking to all of them.
I mean, he is. At the end, he sees all of them, even now is Anakin now, too, unfortunately. But
he's talking. Here's a question. Do you want Luke to be more kind of senile, kind of like what Yoda was? When he, you know, like he's kind of like not, he's a little nutty because he's been like,
I like a paranoid
for so long.
It'd be cool to see him paranoid.
Or if he's like talks backwards, like, oh, found my old lightsaber you have.
I could see him going a little loony, you know, being secluded for so long like Yoda was, you know.
I don't think you're going to see him being crazy, but you may see him like just talking super mystical, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's when you say going crazy, it's like maybe he's just transcended a level. Otherwise, it's like, come on, dude. It's too much. I don't need him all fucking...
Is it?
He just shits in the woods in front of everybody. It's like, he's looking out of his mind. That's terrible. No, oh, that's funny. All right.
Is it terrible that I would rather see more movies set in the time frame of where Rogue One is than the new stuff?
That's a good time frame. It's good stuff right there.
But do you think it's because you're comfortable with that and you already know you know that time frame? Like, this is unknown, so you're like, you don't know how to place it?
It might be part of it. I don't know.
Are you more excited for this movie or maybe the Solo Han Solo?
It rolls so smoothly off the tongue.
Listen, at the end of the day, I think I've said this many times in the show before, we'll have a Star Wars movie every year for probably the rest of my life, and I'm just glad we're getting it. So and they'll get back there. I know they will, because you know the Han Solo movie will take place in that universe and that universe in that time, you know, and I think there's a lot of other stories that are right along in there. Are you guys watching Rebels?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Rebels is great.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yes, it is.
I'm actually caught up. Well, I think I may have. What day did that come on?
It was on Saturdays.
Saturdays.
Okay, so shit, I got an episode to watch. I'm all but one episode.
You're in competition with me.
Spoiler. Not spoiler. No, there was a cool. No. I'm going to say they used some Ralph McQuarrie artwork as one of the droids in a couple episodes.
Yeah, they use a lot of that.
Yes, and you know what's funny? I was watching it with Mason, my 14-year-old, and I saw that, and I said, "You know what that's from, don't you?" And he's like, "What?" And I had to break it down to him what that was. He said, why are their lightsabers so skinny? I said, well, funny you say that because – so the whole thing's a nod to his designs. Yep. Even the character is a Chewbacca.
Yeah, that was the original Wookiee concept for Chewbacca.
Yep. Yeah. So lots of cool nods in there. Yep. Yeah, that was really neat the way they did the – it's almost creepy how good they got that droid this past –
well, last episode, you're gonna love it. This next episode that you're gonna see, last Saturdays, it's fucking really good.
Sweet.
I think I almost got through season one, so I got some catching up.
Oh man, season two finale, really? Oh, good.
Yeah,
I know. I'll get there. I'll get there.
Yeah, it picks up. It, you know, season one seemed to be more of a, you know, had a, you know, cartoon after school in self-enclosed 30-minute episode, and then season two really starts to build us some story arcs.
And the same thing with Clone Wars. First couple of seasons were kind of, but season three, I think, it started taking off.
Well, and Dust, I don't know if you know this, but they tie the two together at a point.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In season two, halfway through, yep.
Yeah. You start to see some things, and you're like, what the fuck? Stuff you never thought you'd see. And keep in mind, everything that's in that show is canon. So
I was just going to say, they're actually working it into the timelines, right?
Yep, they're working it in. So I think we may have a surprise at some point in time as a character from Rebels becomes very important in the actual cinematic storylines.
I got a question for you guys. How did you feel about this is not going to be a spoiler, but it is going to be, I'm going to make it vague. How did you guys feel about Saul Guerrera in the show?
I was surprised at how young he was, actually, because I didn't realize how early Rebels was in the rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, because once I saw how young he was, I started trying to count the years. I'm like, so is Ezra Snoke or not? I was like, let's see, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, also, what's weird is they show Leia in that as well, and she's grown up. She's not a baby. Spoiler. So Leia was in Rebels.
That was in commercials. Yeah. You can see that in commercials.
She was there as a teen.
Let's just say that maybe he had 8 years that were just as hard as being a president.
Maybe. Dude, they used a lot of his what's-his-face's characteristics in the new Saul Guerrera. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Forest Whitaker,
like the crazy eyes and.
And that was him. That was him doing the voice acting, right?
It sounded like him.
Yep, it was him. It was him.
Oh, he was doing. Oh, wow, that's cool.
You got to catch up, Dust, man.
Yeah, he got that check. Yeah, I will. I definitely will. Is it on Ace Flix?
It is not.
Season one, but I don't have season two. But I can download. Yeah, I'll get it on the dark.
I watch it on the Disney XD app on my Roku. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for having cable. Let's leave it at that. So, Jay Roos.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Jarm said Snoke is Porkins.
Might be. Great.
Shellformer said, "Snoke him if you got him."
What the fuck?
It's just so cool at the time. Like, we don't know, and there's so many different ways we could go with everything, and everybody's still speculating. And that's what's so cool about, you know, what's coming in the future for us. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Like in Nerd Rage, like Adam was saying, like I see this pic. like Adam was saying, Rogue One. You could talk about that for like a few minutes, but when you start talking about this stuff in the main saga, you can go on and on and on.
True. But that Rogue One, though. That Rogue One, though. this picture.
All right, guys.
That's good. That's good stuff right there.
This is a segment where we feature pictures from Instagram using the hashtag Realm of Collectors. This wasn't one of them, but I thought this was fucking hilarious. Just wanted to share it with you guys.
I'm just glad I'm not either one of those picked people.
So for our non-YouTube listeners, I found a picture of Rey's face photoshopped on Luke's body in Dagobah and Luke's face photoshopped on Yoda's body. Pretty fucking hilarious.
Did we get a Pinkerton Matt photo of that?
Damn it. I thought we did.
Well, you gotta, I think we did.
Yeah. There's definitely one out there.
All right. So what?
So what doll is this, Jay?
This is a saber from Fate Stay Night.
Victory saber?
No, not Victory saber.
I've never heard of her.
Badass character.
This is a badass.
I don't even know what show this is from.
Is it Zelda?
No. No. It's anime.
Oh, is it? Is this that episode where RC came to life?
Yes.
Only human. Yes, it is. Yeah.
We're only human.
Okay. So this is your photo, Jerry?
Yeah, this was the second photo I took this week, yes.
Did you post it on Instagram?
I did post it on Instagram.
Yeah, that's why I didn't see it.
You didn't like it.
It doesn't have robot arms.
You're right. So I forgot where I was. Hashtag Roma Collectors. And we'll get right into it. First picture is by Energon Addict.
Oh, wow.
I thought this was really fucking cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, mirror, mirror on the wall shit.
Yep, Fans Toys, Sovereign, looking at Make Toys, Despotron in a mirror.
Despo like
it's shit. Basically, Galvatron looking in a mirror and seeing a reflection of Megatron.
So that's actual proof that I did send his figure back to
him. Because you got a replacement.
He can't call you out on it.
Dave's good people.
Yeah.
Well, awesome shot at Energon Addict. Why can't I go next picture? I guess I can't do it that way.
Wow.
Weird. Going on, I mean, technical difficulties. Next shot is by at Donovan's Art with a dope picture of, I don't know which Batman. Is it the Mafex?
Yes.
It's Mafex. Movie Batman with a fucking homemade bat signal that looks fucking amazing on top of a rooftop diorama that also looks amazing. So fucking fantastic job at Donovan's Art.
Yeah. That gargoyle kills, man.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit, the fucking
bat signal
and the bat signal is insane.
Reminds me of Chamberlain from Dark Crystal.
Okay. Yeah, like shout out to the Skeksis. If I'm gonna say Donovan, I'm a little disappointed. There's no gist tag in this one.
Yeah. There should be one right
so
on
how
the
did
wall.
How did he do that? What is that gargoyle? Let's look at that for a minute.
I think it's digital. It looks like it may be digitally put in there because it doesn't look like it meshes.
The gargoyle? No, that's there.
You sure?
Look
where it connects. Like
I'm
it looks like
at the
it's.
Screen.
Yeah, me too.
Look down. Look down your arrow. Look, say it's all blurry.
Right no, here. I think you guys are wrong. I think it's really there. I'm just wondering what that's from.
It's on a corner too, so it's actually angled.
And look how its foot's on it.
Yeah,
its foot's behind it.
On it. I don't know. I think that's Photoshop,
dude.
All right.
Hey, just hit him up. Ask him.
Let's see if he's around. I'll ask him right now.
My only question is, if he's on a rooftop, where the fuck is he shooting his fucking grappling hook?
To the higher rooftop.
Oh, okay.
Gotham PD is not the highest fucking point in fucking Gotham, man.
You could be right.
Another water tower.
Yeah.
True.
Shout out to water towers.
I mean, he's aiming straight up in the sky.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. No, awesome shot at Donovan's Art. I fucking love it.
Come on, you know how they had this subway system and it was like 75,000 feet above the fucking city?
Maybe it's the bad plane.
And how Spider-Man always has somewhere to shoot his fucking way.
Bruce, I designed this subway system to get people around. Remember?
How do people feel about this Mafex Batman? Because he looks pretty fucking cool. Is this bad or good? Chris?
Mafex? I sold a case of them, but I didn't keep one. So,
oh, you didn't
keep one? I have the armored version still, but I don't have the regular version.
Because the Wonder Woman were shit, right? But
yeah, how are the hip joints on this one?
It's the same Mafex body generically. It's got shitty hips and shitty – I don't know. Depends on how hard you are on your figures. Ask Dan.
All right. He's seen the message. Let's see if he responds.
Right. So awesome job. Next, what the fuck? At J_Energon73 with the Marvel Legends Ghost Rider on a rooftop with on some crazy bike. I'm going to ask Jame, do you know where this bike is from?
Is it the Vengeance bike from the Marvel Legends?
For the Toy Biz original?
Toy Biz Vengeance.
Yeah, awesome. It looks fucking badass.
Nick Bramus says it's on the Vengeance bike.
There you go.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome. because you know that bike goes everywhere.
Doesn't he drive a car now?
Oh, I don't even talk about that.
Yeah. Shame on you, Marvel.
And it's not the same Ghost Rider anymore, right?
Yeah,
no, it's not.
No.
Johnny Blaze. So, awesome job. I love the lighting. He's taking a few pictures on this new diorama set that he has, this rooftop, and I think this is also a huge building, so take a look at his shit. At J_Amazon73.
That's dope.
Oh. Next one, by @Awesomely_Nerdy, is this the Mafex Superman?
Yep.
I can't tell because his leg's still on.
Actually, actually, this could have been the picture Dan took without.
it is
missing. The
leg is missing.
This is Dan's figure. Dan, so, are you awesomely nerdy?
He probably is.
He's awesomely absent.
I thought it was pretty cool that till the foreseeable future. That it just looks like he's flying and the cape is blowing in the wind. I think that effect came out really well, even though it's not an effect. I mean, practical effect.
Looks good.
Are there wires in the capes for these Mafex?
Gotta be.
Yes, I think.
I know. I've got the Nolan Batman, and it's wired cape. Yeah, it's a really nice cape actually for a 6-inch figure.
Yeah, this looks really good. So, I think he has two different names. I don't know what this one is, but his IG account was under @Awesomely_Nerdy.
Is that a photo with a vase of roses next to it?
I can't tell what's in the background. I see a building, looks real enough for me, but I really just like the way Superman just looks like he's flying and the way the cape looks. So, good job.
Small fist and all.
Oh, wow. And I know I featured him last week.
But damn.
@iconic_toys, but fuck, this picture looks sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
All that water is digital?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
The fuck?
Please notice his signature actually has spiderwebs on it, too.
Yeah, so awesome. For our audio listeners, it's the Spider-Man 29, the new Spider-Man 2099 figure. On a rooftop in a fucking torrential downpour, and there's water fucking everywhere.
Look how it's splashing off.
Bouncing off of his body, bouncing off of the ledge, pouring off of the ledge, rain just falling. This shit looks crazy good. Awesome job at @iconic_toys. I mean, anytime I feature somebody 2 weeks in a row, because that second picture has to fucking catch my eye. So this one really stood out. So good job, man. I fucking love this. And that was it. So if you want to be featured, what, somebody going
to
say something?
Oh, I got a response. You want to go back to that photo for a second?
Hang on. He's got to crank the tractor up here.
All right. So, real fast. Let's just do it. Since we're doing this. Real or fake? Let's go, Brink. Real or fake?
Real.
Okay, J. Ruse, real or fake?
Real.
Chris?
Real.
Dust?
Fake.
Jame?
I'll be a real pessimist.
I thought it was fake, too. It is real.
Wow.
Just he said everything he does is tangible. He never uses Photoshop, so the gargoyle came from an old spider movie figure. He said the figure sucked. The gargoyle had a little string that came out of the mouth and a plastic clamp.
Yeah, I remember the table. That. I remember.
So he took it apart and built it to the roof of the dial.
That is dope. Fucking awesome. Honestly, it looked like it would have been like, I know it's not the He-Man, the sorcerer ship or whatever, but it looks a lot like something like that. So, you got my wheels turning there, Donovan.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Great fucking work, all you guys.
Especially this one.
Yeah. We're back on this bullshit.
Yep. Yeah. So,
which sailor is this? Is this Sailor Taco?
I'll give you a little breakdown. She's actually King Arthur. Her name is Arturia Pendragon. She is summoned every 7 years, James, for a battle of wizards, and she is basically their protector and
slash fighter. Does she take it in the pooper?
Actually, she does during Faith Day Night. They don't show it, but they imply it.
All right, shout out to this
What? She's all what good. Are you people doing with your time?
Go back to building 40K, J-Rose. You're ruining yourself.
All right. So shout out to the Poop Squad. Featured on the show, use the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Realm.
I'm so excited. Every Monday night I feature pictures at 8 p.m. live on the show. And your pictures will be featured on our website, www.realmofcollectors.com, on our Facebook page, Realm of Collectors, and our IG at Realm of Collectors. Keep up the good work, guys. I know this is the most boring segment for everyone.
No way.
Unfortunately. Yeah, hashtag JSnooze. So, but the people who are featured really appreciate it. Go look at our comments. Go look at the comments on our IG. So go fuck yourselves. So have a good day, guys. Bye.
Motherfucker.
Word.
Done.
All right. Thanks, J-Roos. And why don't you treat yourself this week and get some WD-40?
Do I sniff it?
Who else is squeaking?
Nice.
Dude, my wife got... So the chair we have, this chair I'm sitting in, it's got arms, but they're not adjustable. And it won't go under our desk, so it sticks out further than she likes. So she went and bought that orange chair that everybody seemed excited about on Facebook. And that is the most uncomfortable fucking chair. I sat in for like 2 hours today.
Get out of here, man. You hating on the orange chair?
It's not comfortable, not for my BS. Yeah. So this one, this chair got relegated to Mason's room, so I straight up jacked it while he was at school today. And I think he didn't even ask me about it. He knows. So we got a couple questions. We've about filled our allotment here. But, Jisk, I think you wanted to start a series of just random-ass questions.
I don't know if it's a series, but I was thinking about it. I read somewhere that somebody was pissed off that there was some restaurant out there that didn't take cash.
Oh, you
only took
it's really?
What's that?
It's now a series.
All right, well, whatever. So my question was, I didn't bother me. I don't ever use cash. It's honestly, if I go to a place that has to use cash, I'm like, fuck this, man. I'm out.
It was a restaurant that didn't take cash. Didn't
take cash. Only took.
Wow, it's usually the opposite.
Credit. Yeah. So, and I was like, well, that's, you know, so I never have, to have cash for me is a pain in the ass. So I just was curious if you guys still use cash. Like, change is even worse. They can do away with change. I'll just round up to the dollar. but so I'll just start with you, Brink. We'll just go down the line. Brink, cash.
I use cash a lot, actually. Yeah.
Keep it in your mattress.
He just cashes a lot. He's not a player, but he cashes a lot.
And I like to pay in exact change a lot. I call it's my superpower. I have exact change almost all the time.
So does like the dash at like the center console of your car have like $17 in fucking change?
No, he's got one of those fucking change dispensers on his fucking belt at all times.
that little rubber purse.
Yeah, he has a little squeeze.
Like he's one of those fucking Roach Coach guys. Click, here you go.
He's got a bag of money like Scrooge Duck.
He's got one of those little squeeze plastic things from a bank that he got in 1989.
No, not a coin change, but I like to keep various denominations of bills. Like if you go out to eat and something, I can always break a 20 for somebody, you know, kind of thing. So
I hate those fucking people that always bring cash to the fucking split dinners.
Oh, right. Well, to make
I got 30, I got 20, and I'm fucking holding a debit. Because you know what happens? Oh, just take the cash. The cash never gets back into the fucking bank.
Yeah,
never. What happened too with this too is that, you know, I went and got an oil change in the car, and then the guy called me the next day. He's like, "Yo, we overcharged you by $9." And I was like, "Cool, can you just put it back on my card?" He's like, "It's easier if I just give you cash." I'm like, "Fuck, I still got $9. I don't even know where to use it. Where do I use $9?" I mean, it's just
the delivery guy.
No, I used to use credit a lot.
Take Kramer out to lunch.
Yeah, but in my young when I was a young man. Just going to the bars all the time. I remember this one time I went to the ATM and no money came out. And I was like, oh, shit. So as a result, I pay in cash, or I keep cash on me. And
they charge it to the game. Is that what you told bartender?
And it's just like I keep track of like how many times I visit ATM type of stuff. It's a mental note. If I know I'm making another trip in a short amount of time, like I'm spending too much kind of thing. I don't know.
Now do you got that wad with a rubber band around it?
You got the Costanza wallet?
No, I don't keep it in my keep it in my wallet. I just keep it in my pocket.
All right. What about you, J. Roos?
Well, first, I want to thank Charles for saying my segment is not as boring as Ace Milo's whining on Facebook. So thank you, Charles. I don't carry cash. I will know when I need cash. Like when I go to the barbershop, I need cash. I mean, they do take cards now. Like a PayPal.
You iPad. Take that PayPal, yo.
Yeah, they do. They take the PayPal. But like for there's certain situations I will need cash for, and I always keep like $10 maybe in my wallet because the pizza delivery place, they don't like to charge tips, so you have to give them tips.
You don't have cash. A dollar box like Redman.
That's where I get choose a different box. Pizza delivery place. I'm like,
you gotta
sorry,
get that dollar box like Redman.
I don't know what a dollar box is. We already had this discussion.
I know.
But otherwise, I don't pay for any. I don't buy anything in cash. I basically treat my debit card as cash and my credit cards as credit cards. And then, you know, if I want to use cash, I use my debit card. If I want to charge something, I use my credit cards.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't use credit cards, but I just use my debit card.
Yeah, my debit card is cash to me.
That's the that's how. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I don't.
I was very rarely
do I carry cash.
Yeah, I was just gonna say debit cards scare the shit out of me. I don't have one. I just have an ATM card only.
Dude, so like, really? Wow. So when you go to get gas, you get out of the car and have to walk into the store?
No. I'll use my credit card for gas. But like if I'm buying food and stuff, it's like cash. It's just
You'll use your credit card for gas.
I use my credit card, but debit cards scare me because that's real money. Like at least with a credit card, you got like one more hop before it's like real money. You know what I mean?
Wow.
The person that jacked is Brian.
Yeah.
TFCon. You know, DC's dangerous.
The most paranoid motherfuckers are the ones that get it.
Virginia and DC is a dangerous place. It's people have accidents. That's all I'm saying. Chris, what about you?
I never carry cash. You can even ask like... at TFCon, we were selling the rock packs and we were getting cash, and I did not want I didn't even
he
want
sold
to carry
his cash for PayPal so, basically.
No, I would I gave it to Ace because Ace wanted the cash. I'm like, here, just transfer this to
Bitcoin,
I didn't want to mess with it to the point where I have $15 in my wallet, and I've had this in my wallet for since Christmas, and I doesn't even cross my mind that it's in there. I clean my wallet out. I keep my receipts for work in here, and I clean it out. I'm like, oh, that's $15. No, I don't. I mean, I keep – that's why my wallet's really thin. I just have – I have a ton of different credit cards. But if somebody's, like, meeting me to buy something locally, they're like, you want cash? I said, nope, I want a PayPal transfer. Because all my purchases that I make, I do online. I very rarely buy anything in person. So – it serves me no purpose to have cash.
Even like with my brother, like if I go somewhere and my brother's like, oh, I'll get you. And I do that. Yeah, I just like there's an app called Cash App. I just or I'll PayPal you or I'll cash it to you. But I'm not taking out money. What about you, Dest?
I'm a strictly debit guy, man. I know cash rules everything around me, but the debit is the way I go. I've been debit probably for about 10 years, and you save a lot more money if you use your debit card, because when you get cash, 20, you spend a 20. You break a 20, the 20's gone.
Yep, exactly.
I don't care what the fuck you say. The 20's gone, man. It's in your pocket. It's done.
And you're losing out on the change every time. If you get
the change is just sitting there. It's
$12.75.
It's in the fucking box. There's a fucking jar somewhere in your fucking corner of your bedroom. It's done, man. So I've always been debit.
Coinstar?
You know, it's funny that you say that. was it, Jane? Was it like 2 months ago on Plastic Fanatics? I counted change during the show and came up with $96.
Yeah, you did.
It's all good, man.
Jane, what about you?
I just realized like I could keep better track when it. I have more money at the end of the month if I use my debit, and I've been sticking to it, and it works.
What about you, Jane?
I use debit. Just anywhere I go. Yeah, it's just easier. It's convenient. I have two debit cards, my own debit card, and I have like the family's, budget debit card. So I always know which one I have money wise and all that kind of stuff.
That's kind of how mine is anyways, it just depends on what the situation is.
Like, yeah. It's for me to the point that like if the DMV would give me a digital driver's license, I wouldn't even carry a wallet. I would just carry my phone. I could pay with shit through the apps on my phone. Like, no joke. I don't want it. Put the chip in my finger and let me swipe it. It's what I want.
I don't want loyalty cards. Fuck loyalty cards.
Can I use my telephone number? Yeah,
Done.
That's what I want.
Fuck loyalty. Yeah. I don't need all those loyalty
cards. I hate carrying a wallet around.
Well, like, speaking of DMV, at least my DMV here in Washington, when you go in there, they charge you a fee for using your debit card.
Yep.
So they're like, we either write a check or have cash. And I'm like, fuck it. I don't care. Just give me the dollar or whatever extra. Cause I never have it on me. I don't care about writing a check there either. So
yeah. Checks. Another thing. I don't use checks either.
Yeah. I'm in the grocery business and I see people sitting here writing checks. Those are the guys. And those are the people that are like, I don't have the money in my account right now, but I'll have it in my account in 2 days.
Y'all can't act like you in the 90s never wrote one of them 2-day checks. You get groceries on a Wednesday, but you don't get paid till Friday, but it's all good.
There's some utilities that I still pay by check and my rent is still by check, but if you're going into a store and writing a check, you're just telling everybody you don't have the money there. It's going to be there maybe 2 days from now.
You know, Brink writes checks because he don't got a debit card.
I use like one check a year to pay my sewer bill. That's it.
And you can't write in checks.
I don't need a check. I don't think I don't need a check for anything. My rent is online. My electric bill is online. My gas bill is online. So everything that normally would take a check is online.
I could do that too, but.
Even like you, like, so like my, even if like you were to come and pay me, I'd be like, oh dude, just give me your address and I'll just send you a check from my bank. Like it'll mail. I just put it in and I pay it online and it'll mail you a check.
Wow. See, I have Batman checks and I like to use them. My Batman checks are fucking banging.
Please, DMV, if you're listening, digital fucking ID cards.
Just buy something for me so I can send you a Batman check. Just send it to me.
For $1 million.
Well, the worst thing about writing a check is
it'll cash.
Like my daughter used to go to this daycare and it was at a church and they would. I think they cash checks once a month and we had to write them a check almost every week. So it would be like, the fuck? Because that's nothing more annoying than you not cashing a check.
Oh, I know. You have to wait for that person. Like you're accounting for it. And you're like, oh.
My HSA does that. My wife has to write a check to them and they don't cash it for like 3 months because they only do it like every quarter or whatever. So.
You know what you should do next time they're holding out on cashing your check? You should hold out on cutting your grass. So they come around, you're like, cash my check, I'll cut my grass. I don't know how strict your HSA is. But. Yeah,
they're not that strict. They're dicks, but they're not that bad.
They all are, man. It's the best and worst thing to live in a fucking deed-restricted neighborhood.
Yeah, hate it.
Yeah. All right. That was it. Cool.
There you go. Thank you.
Shout out to Cash. Watch your back.
Cream.
That actually gets us to the 2-hour mark. We got a couple more questions. DPC, we got your question. We'll save it till next week.
Yeah, definitely.
That's an awesome question. And guys and gals out there, if you do have questions, hit us up. You can send those to entertherealmcast@gmail.com or you can hit us up on Facebook or any of us individually. We'll see about getting those answered. Brian, have you been doing your due diligence this evening?
I have. I'm ready.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the jackals in the chat.
Wait a minute. Mr. Harvey underscore Dent said there's an easy way to monitor the chat.
How's that?
If you click on three buttons that are on the right side of the chat, you see participants. You click there, and it should show everybody that's in the chat.
Yeah, but that's only at this current time.
And I'm trying it right now, and it's...
There's only eight people.
There's like seven people in there. Fuck you, Dan. End the fucking thing you told us.
But you could do that like every 30 minutes and if you wanted to. Happening.
Fucking Dan. Even from the fucking the future, he's killing us.
Oh, all right. It's only the foreseeable future, not the regular future.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The foreseeable future.
All right. So we have Chat Winginham.
Who?
It's in the house. Aj Etchy. And, you know, I still want confirmation I'm saying that right.
It don't matter.
That's what you call it. That's it. And,
Tiger Tracks in the chat. Ace Milo stopped in.
Who?
And let's see here. We got Knight of Rem. Shelf Warmer. Paul S. Deluxe was in there. Cody was in there promoting Toy World. Anna, Russ, Energon Addict, Sunday Heat, Michael G, Nick, Masterpiece Ship Piece was in there. KJ Smith, MP Collector stopped in. Asian Kid Matt was there talking all about Bad Cube and Stunicons. Primacon, Greg from Mercy was in there. No Flat Earth talk today, Greg. Sure.
Yeah, I didn't see him.
And Breezy Fresh, Soundwave Will, Dolkar, Chuck, Lord Shadowkeeper, Harvey double underscore Dent, Internet Personality Justin L, Paul C, Cadamus came in here late, and In Text Music. I don't think I've seen that name before.
Yeah, that's In Text, good dude. I'm glad he's watching the show. I got something to say about that later, but go ahead.
All right, and that is all.
All right, so let's go across the panel here, and you can tell the fine folks at home where you at, Brian.
You can find me at Brian Brink in the Facebook groups, and Brinkalizer on Instagram, and every other week, not this week, on Figabang on Wednesdays at 9:30.
All right. J Ruse, tell everybody where you're at.
At J Ruse on Instagram. J underscore Ruse.
Look how mad he is. J underscore Ruse.
He's back. Get mad about it.
I'm back, bitches.
I'm just going through the chat.
You seeing all the hate?
I'm trying to. Well, it's not too much hate, except from Ace. Ace is like just full of hate.
I can wait for your next movie, The Last Lens Flare.
Hey. All right, J-Botron, lay it on.
Yo, you guys can catch me every Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel and on Instagram at J-Botron and on Facebook at J-Botron. Also, about that In Text who you were talking about in the chat, he's actually just put out, I just want to shout it out because it was a good show. He just put out a new podcast called Fresh Communication. It's got a little bit of like combination of nerd culture and music stuff. So it's cool. It was a good first episode. Check it out. It's on Podbean right now. Fresh Communication.
Fresh Communication.
All right. Dust Mites.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Dust Mites on Instagram. Eddie Dust Mites in the groups.
And Jane.
A little pause. You thought you thought I had more?
Pregnant pause.
Yes, pregnant pause.
You can find me on YouTube and Instagram, VictorySaber77. Host Plastic Fanatics every Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The only show on.
All right. You can find me under Pinkerton on Instagram. That's PNKR10. Or as Christopher Pinkerton on The Good Book, because that's what my mama named me. Shout out to the Cool Table Network, a group of like-minded podcasts featuring Toy Detox, Shattered Cast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatics, Figa Bangin', Beer and Bolters 40K, Stasis Lock, and 8 Weeks. Shout out to our Cobra Law family, Dust, Mitty, and Nate. New music coming in 2017. If you want to hear some of the current catalog, you can hit up Nathan Haskell on Bandcamp or SoundCloud. You can find Realm of Collectors on Facebook at Realm of Collectors. If you have a What's in the Fucking Box or Shelf Life video you'd like to have put on our YouTube channel, you can send those to
@therealmcast@gmail.com.
That was,
I was just saying, you were like, anybody have that What's in the Fucking Box? You like so fucking send us the What's in the Fucking Box videos.
We need videos, guys, mainly because I've got one.
I got one banked for you,
but he won't do back to back. So somebody said,
yeah, I know, I hate doing back to back.
Somebody needs
to set something new.
Listen, if you've ordered fucking tampons for your girlfriend through Amazon, just open.
Just make a fucking video. Just make send it to us.
Okay,
it's so easy.
Listen, if you went to the grocery and you bought some LaCroix,
fucking make a video.
Dude,
make
I fucks with LaCroix.
I fucks with LaCroix too.
Just Google drive it, send it to me, and I'll just throw it up, man. I can't do back-to-backs. I can't do it. I can't.
He's hating on my dolls.
I hate the back-to-backs.
He's hating on my dolls.
No. You know, Chris, I'll just fucking do it. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Because these motherfuckers are so lazy. I'm scared to do it. Don't be scared. Just fucking.
You ain't got
to
put your face on there. Turn the phone sideways.
Yeah, that way. Make sure the phone is sideways.
And have a friend hold it.
Yeah. Just talk some shit and have fun with it, man. Just have fun with it.
Also, I want to see Charles remind us in the chat that Joe KW from Nerd Rage also has his own kind of review YouTube channel. It's Uncle Dolphin, and he just reviews some fucking he just showcased this like 8-foot-tall darkness statue. It's insane.
I actually posed for it. It's life size.
That thing was nuts.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was good.
Back to the I don't know where I got with
it. Yeah, you
were doing Cool Table outros.
Yes, Facebook group is Realm of Collectors. Instagram @RealmofCollectors. Our website is RealmofCollectors.com. We have merchandise. We have these awesome ROC beanies still available.
Booyah, 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 booyah.
Yeah, I think we have 8 left now. We have the Rock Pack still available, which is an awesome ROC shirt. Nobody has one on tonight, but designed by Jis. Gets the Transformers logo with Realm of Collectors. It's got Ollie on it. It's really dope. If you haven't seen it, what are you doing in your life? You also get buttons, stickers, lanyards, a tote bag, a mixed CD from Cobra Law, all sorts of cool stuff in there. Those are both available on the website. It is a pack.
It's a pack. 2X, 3X. We have 2X, 3X.
2X and 3X.
Boys step up.
James, right. What are you doing? Do you like fart and you can't?
He's doing the Napoleon Dynamite.
My fucking dog farted and my eyes are burning. She's that's like, what you get. Laying on the floor right in front of me.
Just that. Kick her. Just get it
that's
over.
What you get, that's what you get for feeding that dog Mexican food.
I can't fucking kick her. It'll fucking squeeze more farts out.
All right. You can find many of our shows on iTunes. You can find this show, Enter the Realm. You can find Plastic Fanatics. You can find Stasis Lock and 8 Weeks are all look for those up under iTunes. Give them all a 5-star rating. Helps us all just grow as a community. That's going to do it. We have Unbroadcasted Hangout coming up here in a bit. And we'll have
if we got enough people that want to be in it, hit me up.
Got a Broadcasted Hangout tomorrow night. Something new, basically every night, man. Go to the cool. If you like the Cool Table on Facebook, like Enter the Realm on Facebook, and like Crashbox Customs on Facebook. By the way, that's me. I forgot to say that. I guess that's it for us tonight. Thank you for being with us. You could have been anywhere in the world, but for some reason you were here with us. But we do appreciate that.
Were you going to say fucking world?
I was, but I didn't. So fucking world. There, we both said it. Are you happy? Are you pleased? There you go. All right. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us, and we appreciate that. So See you, hear you, listen to you later.
It's all about vulgarity.
I got an idea for Nate. You, why isn't he using some Eddie Haskell from Leave It to Beaver samples?
From the Haskell name?
Yeah, he should be.
All right, we're on it.
Figure that out. It's